Where do you stand on people who say they refuse to vote? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. One more week, guys, and then the political ads on TV will start to fizzle out, maybe. But with the election a week away, not voting means to give people who do vote a stronger voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you or someone you know, are they in a position right now where you're not interested in voting for either party? Why?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just won't do it. They refuse. And it's not a lack of, like, you know, I just don't want to, like, register to vote or all that stuff. Did you register to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't...
Which is why I've been getting so many stuff from jury duty. It's like, how many times do I have to try to get out of jury duty?
Right.
Can I even do it? Being what? In the media?
No, you can't.
I'm in the clear. Okay.
I just went on to figure out a little more information because when it comes to not voting, I don't agree with it, but I understand why people don't do it. It's a complex process, in my opinion.
Why do you think people don't do it?
Because there's a lot of, in my opinion, hoops you have to jump through, paperwork you have to fill out, a lot of admin that's involved, and it seems daunting. And I know, it's your, you know, duty as an American citizen to do so. I get that 100%. But I'm just saying I understand why people don't.
Yeah, even when I was filling out my taxes last year on, like, TurboTax, mm-hmm. I had to go through the whole entire list
mm-hmm.
of the voting process.
Right.
So
I went online to figure out what the tea is with all of this. And it's quite shocking because it's the deadline to register to vote for the 2024 general election. It ended on Saturday.
That's right. This weekend.
So if you didn't register, you won't be able to vote.
So this past weekend was the deadline for that.
On Saturday.
And it makes sense. I mean, people had plenty of time to do that.
Right.
Well, you're in Canandaigua, so you're...
Yeah.
Poll is where you have to go to Canandaigua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, like, listen, the whole polls of it all, like, there's polls all over the place, but you can't just go to any poll and vote. I think that's one of the biggest things that people can get confused about. Like, my address is Ontario County, so I couldn't just, like, go down in the city and vote.
Yeah, you can't be in Monroe County doing that.
No. And I think that's why another reason people don't do it, because it's like, oh, now, like, for example, our intern Hannah, like, grew up on Long Island. She's not going to, like, go down to Long Island next week and vote. But there is absentee ballots. There's things of that nature that you can do as well.
Which they have at Nazareth College, right? Yeah. Okay. We were asking the question, do you know someone who just refuses to vote? Why? A couple people weighing in right now, 585-252-9800. Jim is here. He says, people who declare they will not vote are not worth my time to engage if they literally see no difference between Harris and Trump. Then no arguments anyone can offer is going to persuade them to vote. Mike says people who say they won't vote are probably the sort of people who maybe shouldn't vote to begin with.
Mm-hmm. People who refuse to vote are dumb. You cannot complain about politics and things going on in this country if you're not voting, especially women, when women haven't always had the right to vote. Women were once seen as second-class citizens and weren't given the right to vote or have a voice whatsoever. Now you have the opportunity to do so, so why wouldn't you? And she goes on to say, or they go on to say, there's literally no hoops to jump through. You have to fill out a card and that is it. But like, okay, fill out a card or something. My question is, and like, I'm having this conversation this morning because I don't have all the answers, and this is important to talk about. Am I registered to vote? Do you have to register every single election is what I'm asking? Or if I registered once, am I good to go? That I'm actually asking the question of this morning.
No, I do not think you need to, unless you were to move. Or have a change of address, or you live in a different
county.
So
I'm good to go. Because I just hit the panic button, because I haven't done anything Like Saturday was the deadline. I haven't done anything, but I voted in past elections. So am I good?
I'm almost positive, but somebody can call in and correct us if we're wrong on that.
Dad, are you listening?
Because that's something that I'm worried about.
Let me go over to Jill. This is a long text, but this is crazy because I think a lot of people can relate to what Jill's saying right now. Jill says it's sad, but this is the time of the year where my family is completely divided, and we have my dad to thank for that. He is hardcore Republican, my mom's Democrat, and it doesn't matter where or when, my father will start a fight with someone who does not agree with him on his politics. So many people refuse to join our family during the holidays because of the drama my dad has caused over the years. It blows my mind that my parents are even still married today. I'm the person who refuses to vote, and it pisses my dad off. Sounds like she's doing it for spite.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's when it's the toughest time is during the holidays, and you have people like Jill's father who just ruin it. Christmas is now officially ruined because of this guy.
Yeah. This person says, it's really crazy to call someone dumb for not voting when people like my grandma don't vote for religious reasons. Okay. Pop off, grandma. Go all the way off. And then they went on to say, no, you don't need to re-register as long as you don't plan on changing parties or have a change in address. Okay, phew. Because I literally saw that deadline and I was like, wait, am I good to go or what's going on here? Do we have someone on the line?
Yeah, let me go over to our girl Elizabeth here. Good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning. I have a political science background, been active in politics my whole life.
Thank God.
You only need to register once.
Okay.
If you change your address, you do need to update the Board of Elections, but you can go to your old polling place where you used to vote, where you used to live,
okay,
and you can vote there. If you go to the wrong polling place, they have to give you what's called a provisional ballot.
Okay.
And you will still be allowed to vote there. The provisional ballots are counted in the event the election is so close that the provisional ballots will decide the election.
Really?
That's what those are for. Yeah.
So technically you can go to a different poll?
If it's a sincere accident and you can't find your polling place, they can't turn you away. They'll give you a provisional ballot.
I see.
Interesting. Hey. So those are like the backup votes, kind of?
Those are like the backup votes, right. But you really want to try to go to your polling place.
Sure.
But you only have to register once. I believe the only people who have to register again are convicted felons who are released from incarceration.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Let me, Elizabeth, while I have you on the phone, I got to ask you this. Are you familiar with the early ballots that were burned in Washington and in Oregon, right? That were set on fire?
I heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Okay, so basically there was hundreds of them. In a situation like that where hundreds of ballots are damaged and in a fire like that, do these people have to go back and, I mean, they can't tell whose ballots those belong to, but what happens in a situation like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in a situation like that, it would most likely, because they haven't been counted and they won't be counted until Election Day, you would most likely need to make sure that you're taking it upon yourself to go and to fill out a provisional ballot just in case.
And then, Elizabeth, one more thing while we have you on the phone, because you're the expert in this.
Sure.
The fraudulent voter registration scheme that was uncovered in Pennsylvania, which is obviously so prevalent considering the fact that Pennsylvania is a swing state. What do we know about that?
I don't really know much about it at all. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know. I mean, what I can tell you is that anytime there has been a fraudulent voter scheme, it has been extremely rare, and it's been caught almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So out of every single fraudulent, out of every single story you hear where people are trying to scare people into saying their vote won't count or there's people on the rolls that aren't supposed to be there, out of every single one of those, there's probably 0.1 of those stories that are ever legitimate.
I just want to make sure
people are never scared or intimidated to vote or feel that their vote isn't going to be counted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your expertise this morning, Elizabeth. Really
appreciate
that.
Absolutely. You're the best.
I'm happy to help.
Okay, have the best day. Thank you.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, no, thank you for clearing that up. All right, thank you guys so much. And then we have people like John that says, I refuse to vote because I strongly believe that no matter who I vote for, change is not going to take place. So many people put all their trust into the president, and it's absolutely ludicrous.
Period.
Is it, see, and like talking politics to anybody, you're never, I mean, we should all be able to just have a conversation without people throwing chairs. But unfortunately, it doesn't come down to that, especially during the holidays. I mean, look at Jill's dad.
I know. And listen, like, we're not telling you to vote one way or the other. Just vote regardless, because it is your right to do so. And if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to bitch. Period, point blank. Thank you.
Taking a quick break on the show. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.